Good morning on this Wednesday, June 24th, 2020. Your progressives had a big night in the New York Democratic primary yesterday evening with where Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the leader of the progressive, which is leader of the the progressive wing of the Democratic, the progressive or Democratic Socialist wing of the Democratic Party, won and beat off a primary challenge from Michelle Caruso Cabrera. She probably will handily win a re-election in that district. Another progressive Democrat, Jamal Bowman, leads in his race over Elliot Engel, moderate Democrat Elliot Engel. That race hasn't been called yet. They're still counting absentee mail-in ballots that are still coming in. So that one might not be decided for a while. And another progressive Democrat that's ahead is Mondaire Jones, and they're still counting absentee or mail-in ballots in that race. This is a new generation of Democratic politicians that are now coming into its own and into power, and they're pretty much succeeding in moving the party in a leftward direction. In Kentucky, the Democratic primary for the U.S. Senate seat for the opportunity to unseat Mitch McConnell, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, and Charles Booker and Amy McGrath are still too close to call, with Charles Booker holding a slim lead. Yeah, here in Texas, Texas, our early voting for a runoff begins next week on the 29th. Next Tuesday next week on the 29th. There are several runoffs are locally and statewide, specifically the Democratic Senate primary between Royce M.J. Hagar and Royce West. M.J. Hagar looks to be the favorite in that race to be the Democratic nominee to go up against the well-funded incumbent Republican John Cornyn. Locally, there are a few runoffs. I think a prominent one is in the County Commissioner's Court District 2 between Vince Pettis and Ileana Holguin. There's been some controversy as of late in that race, Ileana, especially in light of the recent social unrest and defund the police movement that is also catching on here in El Paso. Yeah, Ileana Holguin has received the endorsement and is well funded by the police union. And I'm probably thinking Vince Pettis, the incumbent, should be the favorite there. In the Republican primary, there's a runoff between the 16th for to be the Republican to be the Republican nominee for the 16th congressional district, U.S. congressional district in Texas, the seat that is now held by incumbent Democrat Veronica Escobar. That's between Irene Almendarez Jackson and Samuel Williams. Yeah, Irene Almendarez Jackson probably should win that runoff. Yeah. Yes. Yesterday, Governor Greg Abbott said that Texans should stay at home unless they absolutely have to go out. Yeah, this is in light of that cases and COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations continue to spike here in Texas and elsewhere. Thanks for listening. Hope you have a great day and see you back here tomorrow.